Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi. Hashitashi and all of that
Konnichiwa
good stuff.
Beaches.
Yo, it's a story out there. It's a real storyline out there.
Begun.
I mean, forget about it. I mean, this guy's what do we say? He's not going quietly. And
he's
also
not gonna go.
let's not forget in Arizona right now, outside of the polling count that where they count the polls at. You got a lot of military folks
sorry,
out there.
I know you don't want this really, but
everybody that
thinks
they're enough.
Every city up. Drastic measures
oh, yeah.
Urgent. The city burn like chili.
They're enough.
Crazy
man.
Like we jumping off.
Now, I don't know if the rally cries gonna go out.
For my people, cause you niggas
I have
really
no idea
tough.
What's gonna happen.
No, we ain't.
We have no idea what's gonna happen. But I see these white people
I was
trying
for
to lose their shit.
Like Jimmy,
they losing their shit.
I was waiting for the purge to come on last night with the siren and ring last night.
Yo, and another thing, man. Yo, Z, you gotta really talk to the missus and find a way out of Nebraska, nigga. There was a stat that went out today that said there was 200, I think it was either 27,000, 270,000 people that voted against abolishing a slavery law in the state of Nebraska.
Okay, so.
What the fuck
so
is 2020,
was,
my nigga? Like,
yo,
we
listen,
get it.
Yo,
fuck
listen,
all
here's
that.
The deal.
Before you respond.
No.
So before you respond. Say, hold on. Z,
go ahead.
Before you respond.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm
yeah.
telling you. And I just got off the phone with our boy Mike. Nigga, why every state that you've ever lived in, Trump country, my nigga, like deep red, like crimson red, fucking varsity red, like motherfucker.
Nigga, that's that Kappa red, nigga.
Harry red.
Kappa and Delta red, nigga. What
so,
you doing over there?
So let's start here. So the vote was 360 to abolish the law versus 168,000 who wanted to keep it the same. So it falls under slavery as a form of punishment for a crime, which there are several states that still abide by that law. Mississippi, Alabama, the given territories, you know, it isn't a statute of slavery is an acceptable form of employment. That's not it at all. It is a form of punishment under a criminal act. So like you can be so say you I don't know you robbed
so like
banks or some shit. Yeah, right. You can basically you are basically a slave of the state. Yeah. So like, you know, you won't just
though.
Sit in jail. You won't just sit in the cell, clean the highways, you'll fucking tend the fields. You will work. You understand me? You will work. You will make the state money before they pay for you to just sit and sit and sit and sit. So that's what it came, you know, and because I had to look it up. Because, okay, so they made it, so I learned about this maybe 4 or 5 months ago. They had a news report, and they were like, why is slavery still in Nebraska's Constitution? And I said, wait, what? Wait, what did you just say? So I looked it up, and and I found out what it was all about. But here's the deal. You know, it's real, it's quiet as kept. You know, there were maybe 10,000 people who were classified under that in terms of their prison sentence. They are slaves of the state.
That's still a lot of motherfuckers in 2020.
Black people only account for 14.6% of the population in Nebraska. So,
but how many that was in the percent, was in the penal system? Pause. How many that was in the prison system? What's that law?
I don't. Under that law, I don't know, but I know that the federal. Oh no, hold on! Really, but the federal population.
Sorry, that's just my drill music right prison, now.
No, you good? The federal prison population in Nebraska is about. So there's two major ones. In between the two, there's about 16,000, and it's broken down at about 50-something percent. Caucasian and the rest Native American and Asian combined. So there's still quite it's a lot, but there's still quite a few quote unquote white slaves.
Well, I mean, we really can't point a finger fully at Nebraska as a whole. I mean, because at the end of the day, lynching just became outlawed as a federal crime just this year, also. So, you know, there's still a lot of ground to pick up in the country as far as dealings with black folks and, you know, those that don't, that aren't white. I'll just say that alike. So, you know, we're giving you shit about it.
No, I know.
But at the same I thought it was interesting fact.
Hell yeah. And here's the and the worst part is out of the 682,000 people that voted, how there are still 170,000 people who believe that.
Yeah.
That's
the unfathomable part about it. It's like, yo, how do people like that still exist and are able to function? But obviously,
we're watching it, right?
What I'm saying is, and it's like a great depiction of when they go into the different states and look at the county breakdown of who voted what. You can always tell where there's some kind of metropolis, and then where it's just sticks and everybody else's cousin that's their sister at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a telling sign of what's going on demographically in the line divides for each of these counties and the makeup of the personnel of these counties. So I'll give you guys credit because Biden did flip one congressional part of Nebraska.
Let me go ahead and oblige that there. So
hold on. Put a pin in that. We already talked 10 minutes. We're trying to stay, stick to the script. This is what happens, man. Shout out to my boy TM Hyman Radio Live. I was on his show last night. He hit me up earlier. That was the team that I came from, Paul, that I kind of birthed this whole movement. It's always all love. There's never any bad blood between us. There was a lot of growth in my persona and my professional career as a podcaster. And he may be stopping by after his show tonight. So we'll look out for him. So shout out to him. And he's still keeping the vibe strong out there. He's in Atlanta himself right now. So, So I really want to hear what the climate. I hope he does call in, because I really want to hear what the climate is out there right now. Yeah, it's tense everywhere. The tension is thick everywhere, man. So you know, it's the final act, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final act of 2020 America. This is my drill music right here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's the final act of 2020. And we're just really trying to figure out what the next move is. And shit, until we do, we're going to be here giving you the much needed conversation that's pertinent to the times. With that, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back and jump right back into the whole congressional area that flipped for Biden in Nebraska. Compliments of Midwest Z. Be right back.
And fighting for what's right, like we don't give a fuck.
Yo, 9/13 family. Monday show, we marveled at the fact that Bus still had lyrical prowess, as you just heard, to run with the best of them. Not just from our generation, not just from Jovi's era of hard hitters, pause, and not just from this new school rap. But it transcends generational talent. That's basically what you say, something has aged well. It appreciates in value. Artwork. Stuck.
30-year.
Give them dumb motherfuckers.
30-year old dog.
And it was an impressive track record. It's not like we said before, it's not like he had a moment of weakness like Nas, you heard, got robbed for his QB chain in his own projects, or Prodigy and them niggas got ran out of the Apollo by Redman and them niggas when they had beef, or by Keith Murray. You ain't never hear none of that. To say it would take away from the legacy of Bus, not to say that it would demean his, you know what I'm saying, his stature in the game. But a lot of people don't really consider that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was, like, and I'm going to share a story that, like, only, like, a few Mount Vernon natives know. But there was a time when Fat Joe was on the come up, and he did a show out here in Mount Vernon. Like, you know, if anybody listens to the show and they got the, you know, if I'm off on some facts, but from the buzz that I got, there was a crew in Mount Vernon called Young Guns, YGs, right? And they was at the same party that Fat Joe was performing at. And they found out, like, you know, Mount Vernon niggas wasn't showing them niggas no love, so they started shitting on Mount Vernon. And them niggas pulled the Sonny from the Bronx Tale on them, locked the doors, like, yeah, now you can't leave. And there was problems.
Mm.
I didn't get all the details on what happened, but I heard there was problems.
Mm.
And anybody who I talked to that was Mount Vernon alum, OG at the time, validated that story as facts. So, you know, the point I'm trying to raise is this. If it did happen to Bus, it had to happen on a local event like that that had never made it outside of that area or whatever. I just give credit where credit's due. And like I said, not take away from anybody's legacy or whatever like that. Like Fat Joe still, you know, a genius and still, you know, a giant in the hip-hop game because he's been in the game just almost as long as Bus and still comes out with heat. We talked about that on the show plenty of times before, too. But we talking about Bus album right now, though. We were just very thoroughly impressed, surprisingly impressed almost, about how valid and about how relevant and how popping this project was, man. And shout out to Primo, because he's still got some tricks up his sleeve, too. I might have thought he lost a little bit on his fastball with some of the joints he was coming out with as of lately, but he showed me right there, when it counts, he still can make a play. And that's what's important. When you get in the game, can you score? That's all we want to know. Can you make a play? Joe, you can attest to that. In your post earlier this week, you were talking about, I may not get a lot of sacks, but the quarterback knows I'm around every time you snap that ball. Will your gameplay change the course of the game? Will you make a play when you get the opportunity? That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
If you play, you know, and Jovi can attest from his previous coaching, you know, it's sideline to sideline. Every minute you on that field. And if you are playing sideline to sideline, you will come across the statistics. And you
That's
will
fact.
Be the difference maker.
That's a
you
fact.
You know, and so if you, like they always say, give 110%.
That's a fact. Because
you might only need the 10%. Right?
That's
but
it.
When that 10% is active, you're 100% in that play. It's a game, and you can swing the game to a win or a loss. It all depends on you. How much effort are you willing to give? You know, and that's 100%. That's why when I heard the Bus album, and I heard people being like, it was all right. I'm like, yo, this might be album of the motherfucking year. What the fuck are you talking about? And then there's a lot to compete with.
It's in the conversation.
Come on, man.
It's in the conversation.
It's definitely in the conversation.
And it's possibly a favorite at this point, too. It's a favorite
right.
at this point.
The runtime.
You know what I'm saying?
The runtime.
It's two albums alone.
Yeah.
The runtime
right.
of two albums alone. Damn.
What is it, 22 songs? 21 songs?
21 songs.
But speaking of conversations, let's get back to the original conversation here real quick. I'm going to give you some statistics. Just so we can make this point as clear as possible. 81.6% of Omaha or district congressional district 2, 81.6%, 10.9% Hispanic, 9.8% African American, 3.1% Asian, 2% other, 0.06% Native American. 989,011 people registered voters in that district. 792,000 voted Biden. The rest, Trump. Now, that is the most prolific in terms of financial, all of that. This District 2, which is basically Omaha proper, is the most prolific part of this region, even greater than Iowa, Iowa City, and Des Moines, because they come out of Iowa to retire here because of the tax law. That tells you how many of his own people who, now mind you, when he ran in 16, he had, I mean, it was a landslide. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. I don't even think Hillary got 13 or 12% of the vote. That's how far off it was. And now the roles have reversed that quick. But that tells you, these white folks, they got money. They got plenty of it. From what I've heard out of a millionaire's mouth, I heard directly, he said, I will pay more in taxes, but to have my country represented and respected is a greater value than any amount of taxes I could ever pay. Because I can find a way around my taxes. Okay? I can figure that part out. He said, but when I fly to other countries and they ask me about my president in a derogatory manner, and I'm trying to sign a $9 million business deal, but all we can do is talk about is Trump. He said, I'm sick of it. But that tells you something. You know, like, and like, I get it, you know, like, again, we've had this conversation. Some of the laws, you know, some of the benefits, as Jovi has said, he's never, you know, his paycheck is looking real yum-yum, like, and, you know, the tax breaks are good, and believe me, you know, I see that, you know, being a 1099 agent and, you know, with her working for the government, we get to see all that good stuff, but is all that worth it at the end of the day when you got this guy on Twitter, you got this guy stand back and stand down?
Speaking of that, Arizona heating up.
They're about to have a straight up war.
Yo, fam, no, Arizona's heating up. Like the right before the show started, I was listening to CNN. I was watching CNN, and later the reporter was saying how like there is some political activity going on outside of the poll counting area, and it's starting to, like, you know, drum up a little tension. Like they're trying to rally out there or whatever. It's like an extra security started coming around. There's a lot more eyes on the situation to kind of make sure. And I'm just like, and the thing about it, the crazy shit about it is this though. When 45 went out there to say that we frankly won this election, but now they're trying to steal it from me, dog whistle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like he's setting up the stage so that if or when he does lose, he can go back to those dumb. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm just so anxious to see what he's gonna do, because it could be a lot of, you know, litigation, involved in a lot of lawsuits that you saw. He already threw out lawsuits to Georgia, Michigan, no, yeah, Georgia, Pennsylvania. And he wants a recount in Wisconsin. All right. Probably threw a lawsuit out to Michigan, too. I'm not even sure if that's the case. But I know those three states for sure. He already got his hands dirty with them. And so by doing that, like we said in the last show, that there is actually a way that he can prolong his time in the seat of president or straight up deny handing it over. He's well within his rights to do so because of these constitutional loopholes that were put in place because they know the nature of the beast that they're dealing with when they took this country over and how they get down. They know that there's going to be a chance for anarchy and mutiny on the good ship,
sure.
Lollipop. Yeah, because that's how they got to this point. So they know it's well within their rights for it to happen again. So that's why they voted in there. Like, if these motherfuckers start wilding and you really are in the right, or you feel like you're doing the best thing for the country, you ain't got to go nowhere. You know what I mean? And they ain't changed that shit for good reason. They ain't changed it for good reason. So this is what I'm saying, man. I'm just anxious to see how it plays out. That's all I'm saying. And you see how it plays out.
Yeah. I mean, I have my ideas, but we'll see.
It's just making for major theater, and that's why I call this show the final act, because it's making for major theater. And like I said, a part of me is really sold on the fact that it's not going to be a quiet transition, because we already see he's going to get Supreme Court involved by trying to stop the counting. He wants to get them involved to stop the counting. And now what just happened in Supreme Court, what was it, a week ago, week and a half ago? Where they swore in the new justice?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got the other one, Kavanaugh, in and everything like that. This is what I'm saying, man. The fix is fucking in, man. This is all part of the setup, yo. It's got to be. It has to be. I'm just waiting to see what happens, and Joby, I want to ask you, if this election that is actually trending towards Biden gets snatched from him, whether up front now or through the litigation process and the Supreme Court does some ruling or whatever like that, how would that make you react in the future when it comes to voting again? Even though we know you vote for your interest, even though you made it clear you vote for your interest is the main reason why you're voting for, but in the just the principle, the sheer principle behind that egregious act that is very well within play, It's within range of thinking. How would you react to that for the future?
So, I wasn't old enough to vote, but I had friends in high school who voted, and their first taste, the 2000 election. I had to work through a lot of, you know, my friends and family. Like, And I wanted to vote, so it was like, fuck. And then when that happened, it was like, holy shit. Like, I'm pissed, but I didn't even vote. Like, imagine if I voted. And then, you know, you saw the Michael Moore shits, and you hear about all the votes getting thrown out. Like, you hear the stories, and you're just like, fuck. So I had to work through all of that. And then... I voted the first, I think the first Bush election. Then that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, fuck, like the fuck am I voting for?
What, like, thank you.
What am I voting for? If it were to happen again, that's the three strike rule at this point. Like, you done showed me three different times that this shit don't mean a fucking thing. So that's how I pretty much carry it. Like, that shit don't mean a fucking thing. Like, don't send me nothing. Like, I'd go as far as at my job, we gotta ask the shit. Like, I would literally go as far as telling like, yo, can we stop asking people this shit? Like, for real. Like, can we stop asking people this shit? Because, I mean, when I have customers and I process them, I don't ask them. I don't ask them to register to vote. The shit shows on the screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, if you want to register, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't force somebody to register to vote.
I did it when I got my license change over to New York. I did it then, just to be out the way, and that was like 2 years ago.
But that's the hook, though. They know that everybody got to come in there and get that shit done. That's the hook.
Right. No, I was already hip, and that's when I heard you, I was like, oh, y'all doing that too? I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and get this out the way, so you know there'll be no ambiguity in the situation. But I definitely get that. I know how that can, you know, kind of push the button, and that actual synopsis of what you had to deal with and what you had to kind of fight through based on the very first time you actually was exposed to a real live election. You know what I'm saying? That you could have had input in, you know, but, you know, if chronologically things lined up for you a little bit sooner. But at the same time, just to see the anguish and the disgust, seeing it happen, it could deter anybody from involving themselves in anything political. Because we always right. going to fly, a lot of people are going to feel like the shit is fixed. And then when you have outcomes like that, it kind of just leads to that conclusion even more.
Who the fuck heard of an electoral college before 2000, bro?
That's
just everywhere now.
That shit is all over
the place. Who the fuck knew? When they broke that shit down like a fraction, pause, I was like, what? So all these motherfuckers in Maryland, and we only got 8 votes?
Right.
Fuck out of here, dog.
Right. Out of all these 3 million motherfuckers that's voting, all we get is 8, nigga, to put on it? You got 8 on it?
Right.
Nah,
out of 270.
Right. That's. But I guarantee
my
this
state's always been a blue state. So what's the fucking point?
And you know what? And that was the point that I raised Monday. I was like, you know, I get people saying that, you know, your vote counts, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, nigga, New York gonna go blue. Westchester County gonna go blue. Mount Vernon's gonna go blue. Regardless of the fact, I could sit home and sell quarter waters outside the fucking polling places and be doing my job. You know what I'm saying? I'll be pitching in. I'll be helping the cause without even helping the cause because I know the motherfuckers are going in there. And think about when I went to go vote, I was in there like 2 minutes because guess what? Everybody went early voting already in Mount Vernon. Everybody went early voting. And then on top of that, all the polling places that are open throughout the city. It's not a big city. Mount Vernon is not a big city, geographically. But they have multiple polling sites. All of the schools, elementary, junior high, high schools, all of them, all of them just were polling places.
Well, I'm saying, they opened up all them locations
because of
COVID,
that,
so
exactly,
they won't have a whole
exactly.
bunch of people.
Everywhere, exactly. Then you had church doing it, you know what I'm saying? Then you had, like, just community centers doing it around the neighborhood. So it was like, you had so many, obviously you had to go to your zoned polling location, but the fact remains is that when they had all the early voting going on in Mount Vernon, it all went through the city hall. And so being that was a fucking dope line around the block for like all the whole week that they did the early voting, I told myself, fuck am I standing in line for now? These niggas are doing all the heavy lifting.
Wait till Tuesday.
They're doing all the heavy lifting now. Fuckers, what am I thinking? Every day I drove by, that line was around the corner from city hall. Every day. and the shit was going on all day and all night, and the line never subdued. So I said, "Oh, these niggas is." I said, "I ain't gonna have no problem going to vote on Tuesday." Then I said, "Hey, y'all do your thing, do your thug thizzle, get your photo op, so you can get some likes on the gram and on the book. Do what you gotta do in order to validate yourself, and I'll just go on quietly do mine on Tuesday like I'm supposed to, without any lines. Y'all can stand out here in the rain if y'all want to. I'm good." I'll wait till the designated day. So, but anyway, we're going to take another quick break. 9:34. When we come back, I want to know from each individual no matter who gets in office, no matter if Trump stays in the seat or Matt Biden gets the seat, what's the first thing you still want to see done? No, matter of fact, let's keep it specific. Being at the DNC has pandered for the black vote in the black community since they wore kente cloth during their next meeting after the George Floyd shit. Since they started really putting their neck on the line like that, pandering for the black vote, what is the first thing you want to see them do for the community as a whole on a large scale? I ain't talking about naming no motherfucking streets or plazas after us or giving us a wing in a library in Congress. I don't want to hear no shit like that. That ain't gonna that ain't gonna change the landscape. Feel me? What's the first thing you want to see them do if Biden gets in office? I want to hear from you guys when we come back with that. 9:35. I'm gonna take another quick break. We'll be right back, y'all. Should have been live from Mars.
New shit. You can't believe the flow. You can't cope. I flow dope like a key you blow. You like, nah. See? Same nigga from 21st and Seagull Street. When it's beef, he will let them desert eagles speak. To whoever, wherever, I don't care where we meet. Stop. Chill. Don't talk shit sideways out of your mouth. I will slap spit sideways out of your mouth. Bitch niggas talk indirect. It don't matter when you got snitch niggas right in your set. That's why I know where you niggas slim coke and pump D at. Same spot that you liable to see me at. Gun in the mask, one in the stash. Where to see that? Stop. All my young bucks hugging the block. Stop putting drugs in your sock. You making it easy for the cops to catch you. They hooked to that stash and that trash and that bag of pretzels. You gotta hustle smarter than that. Cop cold harder than that. Keep your dough apart from your crack. Keep a stash in the dark for the track. Man, you never know when the narc's gonna launch an attack. Stop. I know you cats living a lie. You niggas racks, you ain't willing to die. Yeah. I spit it for my niggas keeping the street, keeping they still. All my niggas keeping it real. Stop. I know you cats living a lie. You niggas racks, you ain't willing to die. Yeah. I spit it for my niggas keeping the street, keeping it still. All my niggas keeping it real. It's still best in the game trying to earn respect. I got the best of out when y'all ain't heard shit yet. To shuffle up the cards, I'ma learn it that. When I do, the game is mine. Man, I'm aiming high. Niggas talk about guns, don't be carrying none. Every two hammers I cop, I'm burying one. I'm addressing all stats this year. Wherever I'm near, was the first union from Madison Square. Stop. Chill. Cause I know y'all niggas like Mac fucking that track. Let me tell you something, dawg. It ain't nothing for Mac. It come all natural like I'm busting my gas. Or I'm stuck in the spot, crushing the crack. Got ice in the pot, fluffing the crack. Taking backs to the block for those stuff in the pack. Doing life on the rock, ain't nothing fucking with that. Me, jail, dawg. You can put me under the ground. Where I'm from, all my niggas, they from under the ground. You can hear us when we come, it's a thunderous sound. Trees, stomping, rock jeans and a bunch of white T-troopers. They on post with they toast and they like to shoot you. Philly cats, no rap, big guns and sooners. Stop, I know you cats living a lie. You niggas racks, you ain't willing to die. Yeah. I spit it for my niggas keeping the street, keeping they still. All my niggas keeping it real. Stop, I know you cats living a lie. You niggas racks, you ain't willing to die. Yeah. I spit it for my niggas keeping the street, keeping they still. All my niggas keeping it real.
Motherfucking Beanie Siegel.
Talk about it.
9:38 p.m. 8:38 Central. We transmitting live from Mars, 914-219-0866. DNS, that nigga saved James. I'm going to introduce you first. Because when I heard the bass line for this song drop, I said, this motherfucker here.
Wow, I'm honored.
Dug in the crates.
I feel like pressing on now. I feel like I can make it through the rest of the week now. I was teetering on the edge.
You should.
I was teetering on edge for the week, Jovi, but I feel like pressing on at this point.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
That was a closet favorite of mine from Beans. That's the one song that when niggas would start talking greasy about Beans, I would have to go. Even though he wasn't, like I said it before, a cat that I would check for, I respected his catalog. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I knew if Beans was on the track, it was gonna be above average to good. Feel me? So that's why I never really questioned question, you know what I'm saying, the product that he put out or whatever like that. But at the same time, I just wasn't a fan enough to go, you know, waiting for something for him to drop. Like, I would catch it, but I wouldn't be waiting for it.
Whoa, pause.
Okay, wait a minute.
Relax. But, so Beans was actually the precursor to Pusha T. So, like, it was when Beans really started, like when Beans really started, like, filtering off, when the separation from Rockefeller was apparent, you know, him and Jay was beefing. You could tell, like, shit just wasn't right because you didn't really start seeing the music. I had a lot of albums that I played to, like, for road trip purposes. So Beans was one of those albums you throw that shit on and you can just go.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, the Clips album worked this way. Hell Hath No Fury worked this way into, you know, the transition as far as, you know, getting play. And it was similar material, just, you know, better production. It was like, oh, okay, Beans, you got one Pharrell beat. This is all Pharrell beats. So it was just, it was a lot of my favorite aspects of the genre at the time molding into one.
Got it. Okay. I thought you were saying that Beans was the Pusha T before Pusha T in the
record. You can say that too. You can say that too.
Beans had a little more content. He had a little more content than
Beans
Pusha.
Also had Jay-Z.
Oh, fair enough. That's an even trade-off.
You had no choice but to see Beans.
That's an even trade-off. I'll give you that. Content-wise, though, I'm talking about sticking to the script. Content-wise, I'm still going to have to say that Beans had, I'm going to have to give him the slight edge content-wise over Push.
He's a poet.
I'm going to have to.
Like, he's a poet. Like, definitely. Definitely. I can't argue with that. But bars, hyena on the fucking track, like Sway say, a hyena.
Yeah. Beans was cooking up some shit. Yo, let's try something real quick, yo. I'm going to see if I can try to call my boy's show while we on, because there's a caller guest feature on here. Let me see if we can call, and we just act the goddamn fool real quick to make sure he gets on the show. Let me see what I can do. Let me put the phone number in. Let me try this out. Fuck it, what we got to lose, right?
Stand by Norway. Some jerky boy shit.
Yeah, right. Father
Beans. Stand by Norway. And after
Father Beans.
Stand by.
Okay, hold, we're dialing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Oh, they even have it.
Oh, same hold music and everything.
The whole music. They even have it. Well, we know it works. We can call motherfuckers on here now, y'all.
Hey, we invading all the blog talks, bruh. We invading all the blog talks.
Hey, we found out some new shit on us. So oh my God. This is going to be good. All right. that's good to know. So we got to find somebody to call every show. We got to find somebody to call every show now. Oh, that's going to be fun. Anyway. All right, back to the topic at hand. We apologize, Joe. We get sidetracked easy. We're still a collection of reform and functional potheads on this show. So we tend to get distracted every so often. Not all the time. But every so often, we'll have a moment of weakness. But has there been any update moving forward, as far as the actual counts go, is everything still the same? Because I, you know, I'm away.
Yeah,
I'm
still
in the 238, room.
214.
Okay.
As far as I know, still 238.
Like my main.
Oh man.
Oh, the rash guy.
Arizona. Arizona fucking.
Nah,
they,
the Nevada shit I just sent you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You live in Nevada. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's a fact.
Oh, yeah,
everybody
yeah.
watching that shit. They trying to retain, get those quick six. But what I'm interested in seeing, like you were saying before, if he flips Georgia, that's gonna win. If he flips Georgia, the game over, because he's gonna walk away either Arizona and Nevada, one of those two or both. But if he flips Georgia on him, that's game over, game fucking over. So anyway, back to the question, Z. Since you're in the most, I would say, racially lopsided
Trumpian?
Area, yeah,
the
racially
the most
lopsided
Trumpian.
Area that of the three of us, what is the first thing that you're gonna want to see from Biden if he in fact earns the seat, particularly pertaining to the African American community? What's the first thing you want to see him do? Or you would like them to do?
That's a loaded question. I guess for the most part is I would definitely like to see more done for the small business community in terms of the availability of funds. That is the big, that's one of the biggest issues out here, especially in Omaha. So there's a community of black-owned banks. There's one in Maryland. What's the name of the black-owned bank in Maryland?
Is that with a Citizens Trust or something like that?
Whoever they are. So they just came out here. And they just bought up a lot of property in what they call opportunity neighborhoods, which are basically the black rundown neighborhoods.
Right, right.
It's the new form of gentrification. So instead of allowing the white folks to get it, they bought it all up. And what they're going to do is they're bringing their bank out here. They're bringing out other lenders that they deal with out here. And they're building it in the original side of Omaha, where Malcolm X was from and all that stuff, and they're going to be providing an opportunity for us to have our own at reasonable interest rates, and not having to have an 850 credit score. Masters in business and all these other qualifications that technically or supposedly you're supposed to have before they can approve a loan. So with that being said, I would like between that and prison reform in the sense of releasing those, especially black men, A, wrongfully accused, and B, wrongfully sentenced for such minor crimes, i.e., your meat.
Right.
That would be my number one forecast because, a lot of these gentlemen have, they're out now that we're locked up on some bullshit, and they're some of the smartest people I've ever met. And it's just a shame the hoops and things they have to jump through just to maintain balance in a society. And those two issues would be my number one focus, because as a man who is trying to, or who has started another business and is coming off the ground pretty well, I would like to have an opportunity to have somewhere where I can go and say, hey, look, this is what I do. This is what I've been making on the side. Here's my bank statements, yada, yada, yada. Can you equal my value or greater so that I can go ahead and get a brick and mortar? Because you can't walk into these white man banks and get that.
Right. that's where I was going with it. Joe, what's the first thing you want to see done if he gets in office to, I guess, quote unquote, owe us for his, you know, for our support?
I honestly feel like there's an issue with debt. Certain, you know, certain situations afforded you a certain level of debt, and that debt within itself keeps you from wanting to apply, or it actually keeps you from applying for certain benefits and certain jobs, certain, you know, you can't be gainfully employed in certain areas of the federal government if you're in some type of significant debt because they feel like you're a financial risk to try to embezzle from the agency themselves. Or you might be taking materials home, or you might be a person that might try to eke out overtime. Like, you're going to do something to try to fuck with the budget because of your current financial situation.
And you know what?
I need to put a pin in that, Joby, because I had no idea that was the analysis that they was getting from that. I had no when I was going for these jobs on paper,
credit score.
What the fuck you need my credit score for to let me know if I could come to work here from 9 to 5 throughout the week?
For the same reason, because like if you can get money to pay off whatever it is to raise your credit score so you can get a house, so you can get a car, so you can do all, they think that because of people before us and not in our likeness, okay, because it wasn't us, it was, you know, we're talking about Bernie Madoffs and shit, because people have done that, that's what makes it so difficult. It's the trickle down effect. Okay, it's the same thing with cocaine and crack. They started it, we finished it, we get fucked for it. It's just that simple.
Yo, dog, I had no idea. When them niggas said they had to run a credit check, when they told me they couldn't hire me because my credit score was too low, and I had too much, collections on my credit report, I said, what the fuck that got to do with me working in the mailroom? Nigga, like, what that got to do with that? I'm trying to work in the mailroom and IBM. I'm trying to work my way through the mailroom at IBM to work my way into the company. I got to start somewhere. What the fuck my credit score got to do with me sorting, you know, bringing mail up to the different cubicles, nigga? Like, give me the fucking job. I'm good for it. You see how long I've held these other jobs? You call my references? Right. Yo, I had no idea. That was the analysis. But go ahead, Joby. Finish what you were saying. I apologize for breaking.
So, it's like we got to get to some type of level playing field. I don't want a handout as far as funds are concerned. Well, I take it. You goddamn right. I'll take it. Like, I wasn't seeking this $1,200, this cool $1,200, plus this other $500 I got for these kids earlier this year. But guess what? I sure did accept it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I am a citizen.
And please come again. Pause. But, you know, I'll be here all day.
Right.
No bullshit. Yeah. So, like, I get that. And then I was able to do so many things, pause, as far as just taking care of the family. So it kind of lit a fire under me. It was like, yo, I kind of got used to, you know, what it's like to have that money. And I made the money stretch for a while. So it was like, you know what? Now I need that type of money. So it made me want to go and aspire to get that type of money, but that's just the type of person that I am. But definitely level the playing field. Like, fair, you want to talk about fair, have it be fair. Fair. Like the financial situation, the disparity between people of color, and I hate that term, but people of color and white Americans, the disparity is vast.
Oh, it's sickening.
Level that shit out. See, it's let's sickening. See how this shit roll.
It's sickening. That's the main thing that we all asking for. Just give us a fucking shot. Like, you know, it's like when Q was on Shannon Sharp's podcast, the Club Shay Shay joint. Nigga said, you know, we don't want you to give us money just because we black. We don't want you not to give it to us just because we black either, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, give us the same fucking chance that y'all got. And that's the bottom line. I guess to round out the question, the first thing I would want to see, me personally, I'm ambitious. I say cancel all student loan debt. Throw that $1.2 trillion or whatever it is in outstanding debt back into the economy to boost that shit, make the dollar go up a little bit more. Because if you guys aren't into the stocks and shit like that, you know, I do forex trading. During the election night last night, gold went ape shit. Every pair that had connections with the U.S. dollar went ape shit. With fucking bananas. So don't think that all of this stuff isn't intertwined and interconnected. All right? So I'm saying that they say this.
I think they said the Dow jumped 700.
And yo, and the thing about it is, the Dow is normally, because I trade the indices of the, it's called the NAS, on Forbes, it's called the NAS 100. That's basically like the index of the trading market. The bigger one on there, pause, is the U.S. 30. And we all know what that entails. That includes the whole U.S. market as a whole. So I think the NASDAQ, you know, it deals with the commodities and shit like that. That shit jumped. It jumped like it was on a daily trend for the week or whatever like that. And yeah, definitely. Whatever numbers you said, Jovi, is fucking accurate. And I was mad as hell because I was out there watching this goddamn drama unfold, and I didn't get in the goddamn trade to catch this fucking thing going. I was so mad when I walked in the room, and I saw my screen lit up because all the pairs that I was watching was doing something crazy that I could have got a quick a couple thousand off of real quick, off of some humble shit. But here we are though. 2020, right? We here now. So I just gotta watch, just catch it for the rebound and see what happens once the final results come in, and just be prepared to act. But if guys, ladies, right, if you're out there doing forex trading, or you watching commodities, or you into the stocks and shit like that, pay attention. These news events in these world, in these country, these national events, They dictate how things are going to go. So pay attention. You can make a quick buck if you're smart about how to wage your trades. But me personally, I want student debt canceled. Cancel that shit. I'm still about a good, 30-something in student debt, student loan debt. And, you know... Yeah, and I know there's people out there more. That's more to me. You know, think about all of these fucking dentists and
doctors,
pediatricians and shit that had to go to 12 more years of college after undergrad.
Lawyers.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I know they wasn't, unless they came from a Steve Jobs family, they wasn't paying that shit straight out. With a fucking receipt.
You know how I paid
my receipt, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You know how I paid mine? I sold drugs. Weed, to be exact.
Well, I mean, a lot of niggas... Way to tell yourself, but a lot of niggas is in that position, too. Hey,
I remember my mom's being, like, almost 40 before she paid her fucking student loans off.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. I'm not doing that.
I was a junior in high school, and I can never forget it. My African American studies teacher, and I was a senior high school. This nigga came in, and I give him credit. He was trying to give us the insight about student loans, because he said, "Yo,
I just finished paying off my student loans, and I feel like leaving early today. I ain't gonna never forget. He said that shit to us. He didn't want to stay at work because he was so happy he just finished paying off his student loans. And I had no idea what sense of elation
the impact
he was right. feeling at that time. I had no idea.
Right.
I had no idea. This grown ass
right.
black man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how old he was. He wasn't that much older than us. But the fact that he was able to stand there and tell us that what he did and how good he felt about that situation, I had no idea.
What that feeling would be like just, to have this fucking bullshit.
It was just like, Shorty
circle.
Jumped up in his DMs talking about something. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, what's up, big head type shit or whatever. Like, oh, word?
Right, it was good.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
now I got this fucking vulture called Sally Mae looming over me, waiting for me to slip so they could, you know, find a way to tax me some more, you know. But I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to go to break. Me personally, I just came up with it and just say, you know what, fuck them. I'm just going to be in forbearance for the rest of my motherfucking life. These niggas ain't getting no $30,000 from me. They can sell, you know what I'm saying? As long as I'm entrepreneurial, And I claim my own, income. I tell niggas I don't make shit every year, and I show them my tax refund that claims I don't make shit every year. So you know what that means? That I'm smart. like 45 said, if I don't pay nothing to taxes, I'm smart. But let me stop dry snitching on myself. But at the end of the day, there's ways, ladies and gentlemen, to get around it. I'm going to go there first. I'm going to say I want all student debt canceled, student loan debt canceled for everybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. Just cancel all that shit. Because I know us black folks are the only one that's suffering from Sally Mae or Department of Education. I know we're not the only ones suffering from that shit. So I would say cancel all that shit. That's the first thing I want to see done. I don't believe they'll ever do it. That's the first thing I want to see done. Because then, you know what that does,
well,
Joe? Joe, you know what that does, though? It speaks right to what you were saying about the banking system. Because now, once that debt-to-income ratio is absolved some more, because that $35,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, no matter, I don't know how much school people went through, debt is relieved, then guess what? Now they're in better position to get loans because they've been at that job for 10, 15 years already, and they've had the steady income increase over the years, and now they have a low debt-to-income ratio. Guess what? They qualify now. They qualify for everything they couldn't get before because of that shit. With a friendly interest rate. So I'm
very
saying,
friendly.
So you know what I mean? So it's like shit like that could kind of trigger a whole domino effect of progression for us as a community. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm you know, let me see you do that, motherfucker. If you see if you really connected to the hood the way you say you are, cancel that student debt, that student loan debt, nigga. Let me see where you at with that. No contingency.
I'm gonna say this.
We ain't gotta work for a fucking Section 1 school, Section 5 school, whatever the hell, whatever it is designated for each state for 4 years,
right,
with these ED and LD kids that need IEP that you're trying to keep crazy. We should have to put in no fucking work, yo. Cancel that shit. Straight up, just dead it. Highlight, delete, nigga. All that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shift,
yeah.
Click, delete, nigga.
The thing is that I don't think anything's going to change.
I don't think
anything on our level.
We know that.
What's that? Oh, well,
we know that.
But anything on our level is not going to change. I mean, you know, we'll see how he works the commodities game. We'll see what he does with tariffs and oil and all that good stuff. Because those are the things, the commodities and the oil, those are the things that affect them for time in this, right? Things that dig holes in our pockets. And me living on the road, driving 30, 40,000 miles a year, that can greatly affect my overall budget. You know, I go from roughly $250 a month to $500 or $600 a month. That's gonna be difficult. Like I said, you know, I don't think much is gonna change. And that's the worst part. They may sit back and go, all right, look, they got us in here. We have to do something. Like, we can't just sit here and, you know, get health care, which we already need anyway, and go do the low bearing fruit. Like, we need to climb the tree a little bit. I don't know who's going to keep them responsible for that. I mean, they own the Senate, they own the presidency, which means they have all control. So let's see what they do.
That's a $64 question. What y'all going to do with it, man? We got a little over 20 minutes left in the show. We are going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back. And what I want to know next is if 45 somehow gains control of this and gets back in the office or stays in office, what is it you're going to expect he does in his next first 100 days? Well, the next 100 days after everything is all said and done. I want to hear that because, and Z, I'm gonna hear from you first because you're in the heart of Trump train out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cool.
So cool. I'm pretty sure you get very, you know, a lot of influential information about how people feel and what they feel is the next best thing for this country moving forward. So let's get into predictions. And what do you think will happen if he retains the seat? And what do you think will be the response or the backlash that will come from that whole ordeal if that plays out the way we're phrasing it? 10:08. Take a quick break. 914-219-0866. Be right back, y'all.
South Suicide Queen. All niggas. Gather up all your arms. Get ready for this new world order. Shit is about to change, motherfucker.
I'm a smirker, smirk me. Young black and just don't give a fuck. I just wanna get high and live it up. So fuck a 9 to 5. And whitey trying to slave us. Women in my wages, slamming my niggas up in cages. Changing their behaviors and spitting raisins. That's outrageous. Broken motions is hopeless. We want lazy soldiers and scotches. Ladies over suit fuckers. Roll out some more, you flushes. Roll with the rushes. That efficient ass. Got bitches with pistols to gas. We living in the last. My theory is fuck it. Sexy niggas get it up. Hit my corrupted is conducted through ghetto. Sipping on Moretto. Hand on the metal, foot on the pedal.
Never settle.
We want Carolina Herrera. Dirty Donna Karras sweaters. My four and levers and suede. Go play the guns and grenades to blow up. I got news from the informers. I'm trapped in corners. Busting shots at time.
Hey, my man Big Top. He know how to get by. Get high. Do a dick. Then be fixed to be flopped.
Uh-huh.
Submit. Crossing up and downtown action. And when he think he keep a grip, it move with traction. Keep mad alibis. A plan to stay wise and wide eyed. Living in the fate of
Southside.
Crooked Jake's the fake snake. Niggas all out for pace. Or who wanna overtake you, leave a wet
drink.
The white sheet covers the heat, smothers the street. Heat covers. The shots rank. Two got bang. We all ready for these wars. We all want more. These the last days.
Endure.
32 shots asserted the clock. You heard it for black. The murder we got. Convertible drops. Living life on the edge of dangerous. Where you living, never giving a shit. Cause we living in it. Cause if you off the hook. Crooks crack. Keep us spots and celebrate.
as well. Except they might not sell weed in hell. And that's where I'm going, cause the devil's inside them. They make me ride for my own nationality. That's kinda ignorant, but yo, I gotta pay the rent. So yeah, I'll stick a nigga most definite. The degenerate, if I can call them innocent. I don't leave no sticky fingerprint. For the cops, they only good if they dead. Know that bag in the gun should be going to their head. To make bread, I gotta steal for sport. So I stole a show, I made some pennies for my thoughts. And if the fucking rap shit don't pay, I'ma start selling drugs around my way. Killing my own people in the USG. Shit, they gon' get it from somebody, or rather it be me. Besides, they can't tax dirty money. And you can't trust nobody.
Nobody.
No one.
No one.
I'm a scorpion. And I'll probably bite the bullet, cause I live by the gun.
They can't be hitting 25 to life in it, who just came out. And pull the flame out. Say game, blow your brains out. It's like on the edge of dangerous. Where you living, never giving this shit. Cause we living in it. It's our suicide queens when niggas sack up.
The game is this 9:12 is the time here in the Midwest, 10:12 on the coast. There's a live from Mars, the name of the show. I am Midwest Z, joined by DNS, that is Dave P, holding it down in the Atlantic. 914-219-0866 is the number to dial. First and foremost, if you wish to start a conversation, speaking of conversation, the question was posed. What if Trumpito makes it back or finds a way back into the office? Well, I got a few ideas. People will definitely start jumping off of bridges. Motherfuckers are literally jumping out the windows out here. A lot of people have expanded their businesses due to all the small business loans, So when you pay your payroll loans, so. I don't know if you know this, but there was a lot of government assistance for payroll. Depending on your company value, it was as high as $275,000. You can borrow with the payback of like $70,000. I know several small companies that borrowed $75,000, $80,000, $90,000, and $100,000. They got 10, 12 employees, and they only have to pay back 10, 12, 13 grand. We're not even talking a bunch. The moral of the story is everyone's afraid of that stuff going away. That's why nobody wanted Joe in the first place. But if he comes back, I would have to say I would like him to maintain his course of action when it comes to the taxes and the breaks and the accessibility to money. I would like him to shut the all the way fuck up, because that is just, you know, I've always said it from day one. If he would shut up and just do his job, it wouldn't seem so bad, right? I mean, it seems so bad because you gotta think about this. The 70-year-old white man.
74.
Think about the language back in the
70s. 74-year-old white man.
Okay. The 74-year-old white man, think about the era he came from, you know, think about all these different things, but it doesn't make excuses for it. But then he really doesn't know any better because he's not intelligent enough to know better. So
fuck
out of
here. I'm not even letting that one sit. He knows better.
Hold up. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm not saying he doesn't. But what I'm saying is he don't give a fuck. And that's the point that nobody understands is he doesn't care.
That's the point.
Right. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't want to change. Fine. Don't. But just shut the fuck up if you're not going to. That's my point.
Right.
Otherwise, you know what I mean? Like, the school loans, just everything, the grants, everything. I mean, honestly, there's a lot out there for people. Like Jovi said, his paychecks have gotten bigger. Being a state employee, his vacation time looks real, real lovely. I know that for a fact. I'm trying to think of what's the other one. Something else Melissa got this year that she didn't get. Oh, so every year the government employees, federal and state levels, get their raise is based on the national increase. Our cost of living.
You talking about cola?
And
yeah, cola.
Yeah,
I like cola. And it's a beverage.
Wait.
And still the undisputed.
It has expanded it has expanded.
And still the undisputed.
Expanded is, I mean,
no. I'm giving you a thesaurus for fucking Hanukkah, my nigga.
Yeah, this is crazy.
What? Wasting money.
You can say you're getting with the star.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and then just continue his prison reform, continue and not just picking and choosing who they want to get out. It just needs to be like a national mandate. If you are arrested for X amount of bullshit drug, you know, we'll say Merrill, we'll say you arrested for anything less than 5 pounds of weed. And you're doing more than 10 years, get them out.
Nigga, if you got arrested for more than a quarter pound, nigga, an ounce, nigga, and you doing a stretch for that shit, you need to get out because of that.
Well, but what I'm saying is, like, okay, so if someone got caught with 10 pounds, let's just say 10 pounds, and they crossed state lines, like that.
Okay.
I mean,
there's consequences
to pay for that.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? If you got caught with, like you say, two or three ounces, you know, half a pound or some shit, and you do it more than 6 months to a year, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. Because I know a dude who did 2 years for 2 ounces. Okay?
Yeah, that's a Greek.
2 years. Yo, listen, that's why South Dakota... Yeah, so they passed a law now that marijuana is a recreational drug, and not just on the medical level, but on the recreational side, because that is going
Colorado.
To then turn. Yep, it's then going to turn those people who are locked up for the bullshit to A, get released, and B, when you get arrested, it's just like D.C. It's a fucking ticket.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
they did that
in
Jersey too. They both got shit out in Jersey.
Because the kid I'm talking about is from South Dakota, and I'll never forget. I drove home in my socks that night because his shoes were so hideous, but he worked, he was a dishwasher, and he was in the work release program. And his shoes were so hideous, and he was like, yo, I love, and these are my work shoes. He's like, man, this is so dope. When I get out of this work, because, you know, work release in South Dakota, they take like, you get like $50. So I literally gave this dude my shoes. It just so happened we wore the same size, whatever, whatever. I drove home in my socks. And, you know, it's just sad that that is, that his whole life was just ruined for a couple ounces of weed. No bullshit. A couple ounces of weed.
That's a fact. Yeah. I mean, but that was part of Cube's Contra Black America. Everybody that's locked up on weed charges get released immediately. Like, especially if it was like a non-violent crime. Like, if you rob a nigga and shoot a nigga, if you ain't shoot the nigga or stab him for the weed you got caught with, you know what I'm saying? Then, all right, you shouldn't still be sitting in prison at this point. You know what I'm saying? For a non-violent offense. You know what I mean? Like, if you shot up a whole weed spot and got caught with the tape of, like, you know, 4 pounds or whatever like that, after you just killed 3-4 niggas for this shit, then, you need to sit down and think about what you did.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you just, you know, on a come up and you got jammed up because the nigga didn't like how you was moving, you know, and this was early 2000s, you know, I think they learned their lesson. But it's the, mm-hmm. the fuck shit about it all is the fact that these niggas got locked up for this shit, but now they turn it around and you and legalizing it for medicinal purposes.
Getting paid off the shit.
And so I had a conversation with my son last year about this shit. I told him, I said, the only reason why weed is illegal is because the government couldn't find a way to tax the shit yet. I said, cigarettes and alcohol are killers. Those are your real gateway drugs. Those are the killers right there. But guess what? You can find that shit in any store USA. You know why? Because the government is making money off of it. They can't make no money off this shit. It's going to be illegal. Now, they're not going to legalize. Excuse me for that. I was about to say not going to legalize a hard shit. Pause. But Oregon just decriminalized hard drugs. I'm talking about that boy.
Booger sugar.
And the fucking nose candy. They decriminalized all that shit. You hear what I'm saying? You know what? My wife brought up to me a litany of fun facts about the state of Oregon. I wanted to talk about them on the show tonight, but I didn't have the facts in front of me to really lay out the whole platform of it all. But it's very similar. Some parts of it are very similar to that Nebraska state constitution about the slavery thing or whatever like that. Oregon really is, if you really look into it, like I said, I'll highlight it the next show that we have time for. Oregon is a microcosm of what this country's values were built off of. The fact that if you're black, you should be enslaved, and if you're not enslaved and you're black, you shouldn't even be in this fucking state. Because you're no good to us. We don't want you. It's basically worded that way. And so if you get jammed up in the prison system, then your property, like you said earlier, your property of the state, your illegal slave. Because that's the thought process that this country was built on. If you're black, you're less than. And if you're a free black, we don't want you here. Because you know, we still think you're less than. Follow what I'm saying? That's the construct.
Absolutely. So
that's the construct of Oregon,
you know,
state constitution.
And in Oregon, okay, it's legal to open carry, okay, any firearm, okay, except if you're black. And it was a study. There was a study that was done. Yeah, you see that shit?
No, I didn't see it, but I believe it.
Yo, look that shit up. Yo, it was the same street, on the same day within the same time frame.
Oh, you talking about the white boy that walked with the AR?
Officer. Nigga. And then they put the half nigga out there. They didn't even put the full nigga out there.
Yeah. I think I saw that one. I think I saw that. Said the half.
They had this nigga surrounded.
Nigga said the half nigga.
He was. You could tell he's mulatto.
Yeah.
But they put the half breed out there because they know if they put a nigga looking like me out there, I'd have just been shot.
These white boys
knew that. That's why they did that.
Yeah.
That shit was a fucking study.
Yeah. I saw that joint. I think I did see that joint. He had the AR strapped around his back, just walking up the street.
Just like everybody else.
Like everybody else
just
would
like
do.
Everybody
yeah,
else.
I saw that one. That fucking SUV, the cop SUV pulled up, lights flashing, niggas got out, put him on
with
the ground like
shitty,
four of a cars.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, I saw that joint. I did see that joint. Broad daylight.
Stopping traffic and shit.
Yeah.
Making niggas turn around.
Yeah. I remember that shit. Innocent
bystanders.
And all they was doing, and all they did to the white boy was ask him, "Are you sure you want to walk around with that? Yeah, you sure you want to walk around with that out here?
Yeah, I do. Now leave me the fuck alone."
Right. Yeah, I remember that shit. I'm
like, all right, see you later.
All right, man, just don't hurt nobody.
Right. Just don't shoot nobody.
Yeah, it's the country that we live in, y'all, and it's been going on. And you know, like I said, I personally don't believe that with Biden in office that the shit is going to change overnight for us, because I'm just my personal belief, I just feel like the bipartisanship that's still going on within the legislative branch of this country is going to, quote unquote, tie his hands from making any real strides with the African-American community. So, again, I'm not holding my breath or waiting for the shoe to drop. I have a clear understanding of what America is about, the foundations and the fundamentals is built upon, and the fact that whether it's right wing or left wing, it's the same fucking bird, and they're all working for the same fucking bosses. And if you have a hard time believing that, find the nearest roof,
bridge,
jump, and just go for it. Just go for it. And I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best from that.
So
with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see how the drama unfolds. We will be back Monday with either an incumbent, pompous, immune from COVID motherfucker still talking shit, or we're going to have an octogenarian in office that can't remember his speeches, even though the teleprompter for him, that's going to be running the country. Yeah,
hey,
think about that.
So
think about what I just said.
So time out.
Think about what I just said.
No, I heard you loud and clear.
30 seconds. We gotta go.
If Trumpito gets back, if somehow he makes it back in before Monday, we should probably check in with the people and see what they have to say.
Oh, you mean the ones that dismissed their local conspiracy theorists? Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'll let you take the lead on that one, though, because I don't have much to say to them.
All
right. See y'all Monday.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Rock the short cap, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back.